This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness, a recovering politician. Therefore, the man to ask about the present state of the Republican Party as it approaches the first debate in the primary process that will spill out all the way until the summer of 2024 and the convention. That is, right now, the former president, Mr. Trump, remains very much in charge of the polling. And yet, we're told there's going to be a fourth indictment of the president, former president, on the basis of his conduct, previous conduct, within these next days. And each time there is an indictment, the president, the former president, repeats the same formula. They're persecuting me because they know I'm going to be president. They're trying to stop me. And I'm right. The election of 2020 was stolen, and fill in the blank. And each time his polls stand up, either go higher or remain steady. And it becomes very difficult to get into a conversation about the future. Is that the fate of the Republican Party? Is that what the Democrats want?
Well, the Democrats are definitely manipulating the base of the Republican Party because, as some people have talked about, they're so obvious in what they're doing. With their obvious inequitable, and I would argue the persecution in many cases of Donald Trump, what they're doing is trying to convince Republicans to rally around Donald Trump. And you ask yourself why, and the reality is simple, because they believe he's the easiest Republican to beat. And they've also put other traps in place to try to defeat him, January 6th committee being one of them. Now, they would go on not just through the life of that committee, but be put in place the messaging and the narrative that they hope to continue to use to defeat Donald Trump again. It's up to the Republicans to decide whether or not Donald Trump can be elected. I would argue they can't at this point. I would argue then that they would need to look at moving forward in 2024 to find a better candidate to defeat him. But it becomes very difficult because you feel as if by abandoning, you would be abandoning Donald Trump to his enemies, to the left, to this unfair treatment at the hands of Biden DOJ. So it becomes a conundrum for Republicans. It's not quite as simple as, well, we don't think he can win, let's go, when they continue to indict him and bait Republicans to rally around Donald Trump. Now, granted, you can talk about Donald Trump may have caused a lot of these problems himself one way or the other, but the reality remains he is, in most instances, being persecuted. We are seeing the left continue to weaponize the Justice Department, continue to weaponize the police and intelligence powers of the federal government, as they did with Russiagate, to undermine and subvert his presidency. And so a lot of Republicans don't want to see them win. But that doesn't. But ultimately, what matters is the winning of the populist Republican movement. Not a man, but the movement must continue. And it's unfortunate that Donald Trump, who knows he is not going to be running against Joe Biden, he's much shrewder than that, continue to say that he's beating Biden in the polls. The other thing that Donald Trump did, which is so patently obvious, is he doesn't want a debate, because there's nothing for him to gain in debating his fellow Republican challengers. So he just simply says, there'll be four of them that I can't support. So that, by RNC rule, means that he can't be in the debates because he won't support the ultimate Republican nominee if it isn't him. Now, ask yourself as a Republican, if you step back and ask yourself a very fundamental question, John, do you really think that any of these Republicans could be worse than Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden? That Donald Trump couldn't vote for someone because that a Republican is worse than Newsom or Biden? So obviously, if Donald Trump is that politically tone deaf that he thinks the Republicans survive by not voting for a Republican nominee other than himself, then he should be disqualified from being a Republican nominee right off the bat.
What do you expect to hear in the first debate? There are going to be six or seven people on stage, not Donald Trump. I'm fairly confident he won't appear. What will you be watching for?
Well, I'm not going to be watching, because I have a real life and it's August and I'm enjoying some of the nice warmer months in Michigan. But you would hope that they would be able to articulate an aspirational vision, not only for the Republican Party, but for the United States, to lay out how the Donald Trump has showed the Republican Party what they're up against. We appreciate that from him very much, but that we cannot win, the populist movement cannot win with him as the standard bearer. And we thank him for that, but we have to move forward because what matters is not a man, but the movement. And I would hope that those are two things that they would be able to articulate and start to generate some momentum. I would also hope the Republican viewers that are watching would separate the entertainment value in some of these challengers who've never done anything and you've never heard of until like 6 months ago from people who are actually capable of being president of the United States and leader of the free world and have their finger on a nuclear button, as opposed to the flavor of the day, which so many people are attracted to, like a shiny ball to distract them from the reality that if we nominate Donald Trump, we could be in a very disastrous situation.
Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness. Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician. Thaddeus McCotter, Michiganer in August. This is the
Go Tigers!
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.